This is Dr. Singh dictating from Regency at Livonia. Patient's first name is Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E, and last name Noble, N-O-B-L-E-L. N-O-B-L-E, date of birth is 3/24/1962. Date of evaluation is 4/12/2022. HPI history page, complaint, psychiatric re-evaluation requested by a social worker for management of patient's history of post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, conversion disorder, comma, bipolar disorder, and to assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 60 years old female who is familiar to our service. She has been a resident of this facility since 9/20/21. She was admitted here upon transfer from St. Joseph Mercy Hospital. Patient was admitted with diagnosis of bipolar disorder, major depressive disorder, generalized anxiety, PTSD, conversion disorder, history of paraplegia and difficulty walking. Patient was last seen by PA Shelley Smith on April 7, 2022. She was admitted here on multiple psychotropic medications, including duloxetine, Seroquel, Wellbutrin, Buspar, Celexa, and Xanax. The patient was tapered off Celexa and Xanax and Trazodone, but continues to be on Buspar, Wellbutrin, Cymbalta, and Seroquel. Period. She reports history of multiple traumas in her life, including age 16. She alleged that she was raped, and reports that it was a date rape. Period. She reports history of nightmares and flashbacks. Patient reports multiple psychiatric hospitalizations over the years, and last hospitalization was in 2019 at a psychiatric ward in Marshall, Michigan. Period. She reports that she was under care of Dr. Little and was also seeing a therapist at Community Mental Health. Patient reports that she's very close to her brother, who does some kind of heating and cooling type of work. Period. She stated that she is moving to another facility in Grand Rapids, SKLD Beltline. Period. Patient has made statements that one of other residents was trying to kill her and had a pill stuck in a cupcake. Period. She has also stated that she thought someone in the television was watching her and recording her. She had attempted to cut her wrist with a sharp edge of a toothpaste tube. In this building, and attributes that to believing that nursing home won't keep her and would let her out on the streets. Period. Patient talked about her daughter Stephanie and a son who is 24 years old. Reports that the daughter works for Humane Society and son has a concrete excavation business and is doing well. She talked about her two grandchildren. Period. Patient believes that she did not get the care she needed in this facility, but she misses the previous medical provider and reports that he was good to her, period. She adamantly denies any suicidal ideation, intent, or plans. Period. She asked me to get her the copy of the labs, which were recently done, which I did. Period. She denied any auditory visual hallucinations and denies any thoughts of harm to self or others, and seems to be safe to be moving to another facility. Review system, no change in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, histories and habits forward from last visit on March 24, 2022. Current medication, Buspar 30 mg twice a day, Wellbutrin XL 300 mg once a day, Cymbalta 40 mg once a day, Seroquel 500 mg HS. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, pleasant, motor movements. Patient is able to move lower extremities, but unable to walk, gait, lying, speech clear, mood, mildly dysphoric, thought processes intact, thought content, somatic preoccupations, denied any suicidal intent, perceptual disturbances denied at this time, level of consciousness alert, oriented times 3, language normal, fund of knowledge normal, judgment and insight limited, assessment plan, bipolar disorder unspecified of 31.9, plans continue, Seroquel as prescribed, number 2, generalized anxiety disorder, 41.1, plans continue, Buspar, number 3, post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic, 43.12, plans continue, duloxetine and Wellbutrin, number 4, conversion disorder with motor symptoms of deficit, 44.4, plans continue, therapy, disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management, period. Patient would benefit from physical therapy, period. She reports that she's moving to SKLD Beltline tomorrow, period. She seems to be stable to move and does not seem to be in any danger to self or others. Patient talked about her closeness to her brother, who is helping her and making arrangements for her transfer to Grand Rapids, period. Patient thanked me for seeing her. Procedure code 99309. Under supplemental administrative common side effects of SNRI, Wellbutrin, Buspar, antipsychotics. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.